Morning, I read from a verse from the Old Testament, Jeremiah 29, and in the light of that verse, read two verses which you've heard already, Matthew 2, 10 through 11. Hear the word of God. If with all your heart you truly seek me, you shall ever surely find me. And Matthew 2, verse 10 and 11, when the Magi saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is the word of God. Let us bow in prayer. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Through the gift of your Holy Spirit, may we be wise like the Magi of old, bowing humbly before your Son and receiving eagerly the word of life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Last Sunday, you and I considered together a Christmas nativity story which is found in the Gospel of Luke. This story is about shepherds watching their flocks at night, angels on high singing glory to God, and a helpless tiny infant lying in an animal trough, a manger. Another Christmas story, nativity story, is recorded in St. Matthew's Gospel. It is supplementary to Luke's Gospel and obviously describes events which took place several months after the birth of Christ. It is about wise men from the east, about a bright star shining in the heavens, and about a wicked king named Herod. Today we focus on this second nativity story. In the 20th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, I read, "If with all your heart ye truly seek me, ye shall surely find me." These are the words of the Lord our God, who is Alpha and Omega, from the beginning to the ending. Have you and I sought after God with all of our heart? The wise men did. If there is anything that stands out about the nativity story in the Gospel of Matthew, it is that the Magi searched earnestly, seriously for God. And the wonderful conclusion to the story is that the wise men did find God. He wasn't where they might have expected. Perhaps he wasn't in the form they would have desired, but God was found. And the wise men bowed down to worship. How did the wise men search for God with all of their hearts? They did four things, at least. First, they left their homes. Our scripture tells us, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east." The home of the Magi was not in Judea. Some commentators think that they came from Arabia. Still other commentators say from Persia, several hundred miles away. Whatever the case, in order to come into the region of Bethlehem, they had to leave their homes behind. And if you and I are to search with all of our hearts, we must be willing to leave our homes too. We must be willing to leave what is comfortable, what is convenient. We may not have to leave our homes literally, but in order to find God, we all will have to push out into the unknown to make an effort to move psychologically, emotionally, intellectually, and yes, perhaps physically. The history of God's dealings with men and women confirm this point of view. Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, he, for example, lived comfortably in the land of Ur. His material wants were satisfied. His friends and relatives were all there with him. But suddenly, God called him to leave his comfortable situation, to push out into the unknown, to follow God wherever it would lead. Moses was satisfied with his life of shepherding in the Midian desert. He had a wife, a good and generous father-in-law, and many friends where he was living. But again, God suddenly broke into Moses' life. And he said to him out of a bush of unquenchable fire, "Leave where you are. I want you to go to Egypt. And there I have a task for you." Jacob, having escaped from the wrath of his brother Esau, had established a new home in Paddan Aram with his uncle Laban. He lived there 14 years. And although he worked terribly hard, although his uncle treated him less than fairly, Jacob was perfectly content with the situation in which he found himself until God broke into his comfortable situation and said, "Jacob, I want you to go back from where you came. I want you to meet your brother." And Jacob trembled at the thought of meeting his brother whom he had betrayed. That is what we are to do. In our search for God, are we willing to leave the comfortable, to leave the convenient behind? Are we willing, if necessary, to make a sacrifice of our time, our effort, perhaps our life? Can we, for example, make this time of worship a priority in our weekly lives? Or can we spend a few moments a day in prayer or Bible reading? Is your schedule so busy that you can't find time to help a neighbor? We are to put first things first. Do what God desires for you. If with all your heart you truly seek me, you shall ever surely find me. Thus says our God. How did the wise men search with all their hearts? Not only did they leave their homes, they traveled in a particular direction. They didn't just get up and leave, going anywhere. They traveled across the deserts toward a destination, toward a land of promise. They must have had a long and troubled, perhaps even perilous journey. They must have endured long hours of hot sun. They must have forded rivers and streams. They must have feared possible attacks of wild animals and unscrupulous thieves. Yet despite all hardships, they pressed ahead in the direction of their hopes. In your search for God, are you willing? Are you willing to press ahead despite difficulty and hardship? Is your heart so set upon the truth that you are willing to follow it wherever it leads? God calls you on to leave your home, to cross the desert, to press forward toward a destination, and God's truth is that destination. The renowned atheist Robert Ingersoll was riding on a train with his friend Lew Wallace. And as they passed St. Louis, Missouri, Ingersoll turned to his friend and said, "Look at all those steeples of churches. What a waste of money. Lew, you should write a book telling the masses that Christ was but a figment of the imagination, a fantasy, a mythical person." Lou said, "Well, that may be a good idea." And so Lou began years of searching. He read the Bible. He spent money and time looking at evidence that he saw available. He examined many ancient manuscripts. He visited the Holy Land. And as he did these things, something strange happened to Lew Wallace. The more he studied, the more evidence he discovered to support Christ as more than a mythical figure. He searched more intently and more reverently, and the evidence mounted. And after his years of study, he concluded that Jesus Christ was one of the best documented figures in all of human history. Furthermore, Wallace came to believe that Christ must also have been the Son of God. Lew Wallace became a Christian. It had not been his intent, but he followed the truth where it led him. Eventually, Wallace did write a book about Jesus, but its message was altogether different from his preconceived notions. Anyone who has read the book Ben-Hur, can appreciate Wallace's thorough research and deep, reverent spirit in search of the historical Jesus. "If with all your heart ye truly seek me, you shall ever surely find me." How did the wise men search after God with all their hearts? Thirdly, the Magi followed God's sign. Throughout it all, leaving their homes, crossing the desert, asking people where the Lord might be found, they followed, you know, that star. That star blazing in the heavens. They followed a divine sign fixed above them. Scripture says, "And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy." In your search for God, remember that as you look for God, God is searching for you. As you reach out to Him, He already is reaching out to you. God is giving you signs. Look for those signs. Respond to those signs. They will guide you. God wants to encourage you. He is communicating with you, perhaps even now, at this present moment. God's signs may be a word from the pulpit or a loving glance from a friend. His signs may include an event you never expected, or a memory that suddenly erupts in your consciousness. The Magi saw a star. It was fixed above them. It was certain. It was abiding. The signs God are giving to you are just as certain and abiding. And they will guide you through all the troubles, all the difficulties, all the doubts that assail you as you walk through life. Finally, how did the wise men search after God with all their hearts? They did one last thing, four things. This is the last. They entered the house. Our scripture says, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Remember, Mary and Joseph did not stay in the stable. As the months passed, they no doubt found relatives in Bethlehem from which their family had come and were probably asked to come and live with the relative's house, in that house. And so, months later, the Magi came. They saw the star over a house. And they entered that house. They didn't stay outside the house. And going into the house, they saw Mary, the mother of Jesus, and they fell down and worshiped Jesus. And then offering their treasures, they gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They did not stay outside the house. They went in. When they saw the sign God had given them, they knew what they had to do. I imagine if I had been one of the wise men, I would have entered the house with some fear, with some considerable anxiety. This was the end of my journey. What would I find inside the house? There, the Lord God might reveal himself. What a frightening thought. Entering a house and being overwhelmed by the glory of God. To stand in the presence of God Almighty. What an awesome possibility. What did the Magi do? The wise men entered the house. They went in. And the question is, are you willing, like them, to enter? Every one of us here has at some time experienced a sign from God. Without doubt, God has communicated to you. Yes, he has. Your search for God, if you seek with all your heart, that search will be rewarded. And you will find Christ, the Son of the living God, following the signs. So how do you search for God with all your heart? You leave what seems comfortable, a routine existence, and push out into the unknown. Secondly, you head in the direction of God's truth, no matter what the cost. Thirdly, you look for and follow the signs that God gives you. And fourth, you enter the place without hesitation, that place prepared for you. You risk meeting God face to face. Before him, you will suddenly understand what life can be. Your existence will have new meaning. And like the Magi, you will fall down on your knees and you will worship God. Let us bow in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, during the Christmas season, help us. Help us to search for you anew. And by our searching, help us to find you and behold you face to face. Then not only our Christmas, but our lives will be made complete. And we will praise your glory and majesty forever and ever. Amen.